You have seen this book? Hindi?
Yes.
Dr. Sharma stays here in our building.
Just opposite my uncle's son-in-law. I met my son-in-law. He and his wife, that my uncle's daughter, both are doctors. They were in the Lumumba University, Moscow. They passed there, medical course there. Now he has come back to India for some research work. And my sister, that is his wife, is still in London. We'll be going back in June, and we are requested to come back to India and help us serve here. He has a desire to come back.
How long you were in Russia?
I was there for 6 years. Over 6 years.
Do you speak very fluent Russian also?
Must be. I had been also in Moscow.
What?
In Moscow, yes. I went there. I was walking in the Red Square. The Lenin's tomb is there. I was putting on the National Hotel.
National Hotel, it's quite opposite. My brother requested me to see you personally, Mr. K. Gopal, Hyderabad, the Joint Commissioner for Endowments.
He is in Moscow?
No, he was in Hyderabad, Joint Commissioner for Religious Endowments. K. Gopal. He asked me, he is my brother, he is my eldest brother, he is my jyeshtha bratha. He has asked me to see you personally. I have been sincerely endeavoring to see you for quite some time, but I did not have the fortune of seeing you. Today I am lucky.
So I am also. So all these ministers, they invited me there in Hyderabad.
Yes.
In the house of Mr. Raju, the endowment minister. So they are very friendly. In Hyderabad, all the big government commissioners, the chief minister, they came in the opening ceremony of our temple. So it is fortunate that you are in Russia. So our humble attempt is to distribute the sublime knowledge of India. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Actually, outside India, there is no knowledge. Plainly speaking, their knowledge is as good as anyone. Because in the Shastra it is said, and it's a fact, either you refer to the Shastra or not, it's common sense. Jashatm buddhi kunapi tidhat sadhik kalatran jubhavma ijjadhi jatirtha buddhi salilena karhiti janesu avigyesu saiva gokha. Go means cow, khara means ash. So jashatma buddhi kunapi tidhatu. This body, bag of the papapitta vayu. If one thinks that I am this body, then he is gokha. So, this bodily concept of life is going on all over the world. I am Russian, I am German, I am Englishman, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am this, I am that. So, but India, especially Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna opens his mouth to speak, his first instruction is that you are not this one. Dehi nasmin yatha dehi, kaumara dehi nasmin yatha. Dehina asmin dehe. Asmin dehe, this material body, within this body, there is Dehi, the owner of the body. Now you will find so many scholars, commentators on Bhagavad Gita, but nobody understands this first line. This is the fact now going on. Tatha dehantara prapti dhirasattva namiyati. If you accept this first principle, you have to accept. You accept or deny, it doesn't matter. You are young man, I say that you will become old man. To accept or deny, it doesn't matter. You must be old. Similarly, Krishna says, tatha dehantara prapti. There will change of the body. So you accept or not accept, it doesn't matter. It will tell. But if I am going to change my body, and if I am eternal, nahanna jahannavane sarire, then what is my next body? It should not be my concern. But nobody cares for it. Never mind what body I am going to get next. It doesn't matter. Let me enjoy this one. This is animal experience. The dog at night barking, jumping, he is not able to understand what is next life, what is rebirth, what is it. He cannot understand. But a human being can understand. So if he is put into the darkness, then what is the difference between animal and him? So this is the problem. So we are trying our humble way to give this knowledge to the world. That is Krishna consciousness movement. And our request to everyone is that you try to understand the philosophy and cooperate. There is a line in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya dvayar katha karaha vichar. Vichar karile chitte pave chamatka. It is not to be accepted blindly. So, you are in Russia, educated young man, you can do something. Everyone can do that. Bharat bhumita haila manusya janma ja. Janma sarthak kari paro paro paro. Bharat bhumi, anyone who has taken birth as Bharat in Bharat bhumi, especially in high family, it is the duty of every Indian to understand this sublime knowledge and distribute it to the world, Parapara. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If we have got this knowledge, everything. This knowledge you cannot have anywhere. Therefore, scholarly manners, elderly persons, many. They are accepting our books very much. In foreign country and Bhagavat, it is not their religious book. We are selling. In Russia also we have got it. What is that? An institution we have got it.
Lengthy name in Russian, but they... It's the international institution which orders books to
that
Russia.
Is an international library. or the RFSS, which is Kulyantsev, is the director. I have seen that letter in your office. They asked me to translate it. I translated that letter not long ago, and I passed it on back. So I'm aware of what they are doing this to me. And I know what they will have to also. Because I not only feel the ordinary pulse of the human being, I feel the pulse of his heart to beat, and the human conscience as well. I'm very happy that I'm here, after having had missed the name of Lord Narayana for 6 years in Soviet Union, where people chant only Lenin's name. It is being duly compensated for Lenin's divine atmosphere. I've gone through 10 volumes of your book, what you have written. Very happy I read.
Which book? Bhagavad?
Yes.
Bhagavad. Oh, Chaitanya.
So I've been reading the counter after counter. I enjoyed them. It was full of honey and nectar and knowledge to people who are insignificant and idiots like me. I enjoyed it.
গুরুমারে মূর্খ দেখি করিল শাসন চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু অলসো প্রেজেন্টেড হিমসেলফ অ্যাজ ইডিয়ট নাম্বার ওয়ান হি সেড টু প্রকাশানন্দ সরস্বতী প্রকাশানন্দ সরস্বতী আস্কড হিম দ্যাট ইউ আর সন্ন্যাসী ইউ ডু নট রিড বেদান্ত অ্যান্ড ইউ চ্যান্ট অ্যান্ড ডান্স হোয়াট ইজ ইট সো হি আনসার্ড গুরুমারে মূর্খ দেখি করিল শাসন My guru found me fool number one. He has chastised me. You rascal, you are fool. You cannot read Vedanta. You can't read it. So, it is good that we remain as fool and idiot. Then we can make progress. And if we think, no, I know everything, then finish it. It's a good attitude. Guru Mare Mukha Dhaki Parina Shasana.
And punishment. Shasana is punishment to check.
Yes. We felt very much happy when our Guru Maharaj chastised me. We are already reading our book, so let us cooperate. And I think if we preach systematically, the Russian people, the intelligent, they will appreciate it.
They have an interest, an immediate interest to know about these things.
They want to get something from this. So why not give this?
For many years they have been living like frogs in a well, Kupastama book. Of late they are realizing they got to come out of this. When I was there, many people used to come to me, they used to talk to them about Hindu religion, yoga, etc. They have an immediate interest for this.
Yes, people are everywhere good. Simply some politicians, they make them bad.
The top politicians, they come in the way. They stop these things. They had the Yoga Class Institute set up in the Moscow University. And when it came to Bhakti Yoga, they realized that spiritualism is involved. So at the earliest, they want to get rid of this.
One book is published on
Anthology.
So in that book, they have given quotation from my book.
Yeah, it's just come out.
And they removed the professor of the department, a Russian, who underwent a very ordinary training in India, yoga, and was practicing in Soviet Union and teaching the people. And they got rid of it.
So when they get the information, Yoginam api sarvesham madhurato antaram sadhyaman prati yuman sami yukta.
This is the book, Words of the World's Religions. And on the part section is titled Krishna. And on the part Krishna, from Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Very nice.
This publication from States or Russia?
This is published in the United States.
Anthology of Delhi, of the world.
So your book is considered an authoritative book on the personality of Godhead Krishna.
They have given nice description of Bhakti Guru. So if you want to, you can give you some sets of books for reading, for discussing amongst your friends. Yeah. You can select or any number of books you want. You can let them read and understand.
He is good at translating also. He can translate small books.
He will kindly do that. He can translate. That will be
in Russian. Russian he can translate here?
Yes. And we can print that.
Somebody has to check it again?
Huh?
Someone else has to do the correction.
No, he
is the only one who read out and then...
You can discuss
with
other people.
Which book would you like to have translated into Russian for this author?
That he can select. You can see my books and whichever you want to begin first, that will be very happy. But actual a communism, or what is called? Socialism.
Socialism.
They are in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Your socialism is there in Bhagavatam?
In the seventh canto. That in your house, if there is even a snake, see that he is not starving. This. If there is a lizard, if there is a snake, then see that he is not starving. He must be in food. Where is that coming from?
Do we appreciate communism as it stands now, or socialism, what they call it?
No.
No.
But our communism is that Krishna says, Sarvajonishu Kaunteya Sambhavanti Nupayaga. In every species of life, as many forms of life are there. Material nature is their mother, and I am the same giving father. So everyone is Krishna's son. And everything is Ishava, Samyam, Sarvam, everything is Krishna's property. Every son has got the right to enjoy the property of the father. This is our.
In the essence of communism, the very fact that the existence of God itself is denied.
You know?
The existence of the God itself is questioned or denied in the communism. As it is
they
practiced.
May deny so many things foolishly. But that is not the fact.
We understand. But even the such people's communism, the word itself shows it is not accepting God. Then why we should interpret that Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, whatever we have.
They may not accept God, but they are sons of God. You may become a madman. You don't accept your father. That does not mean we have no father.
But he is a madman.
Yes, a madman, that should be treated. That is humanity. A madman, he has become mad, and get him out. No, human society, duty is to treat him, become a sane man.
And that type of man requires a special treatment.
The special treatment is required.
The special
treatment. So the usual books which you have written for other people.
No, you know, don't require to read book. We simply say that come here, chant Hare Krishna and take prasad. This is the treatment. These boys, foreigners, they have come to me, not by reading my book. First of all, I invited him, sit down, chant Hare Krishna, and take prasad. And then gradually. This is the general treatment.
Doesn't believe in God, etc., etc. These are the fabricated things that he of late. No. Even Karl Marx, when he wrote, he did come anything about God. It was Engels who was a contemporary, great philosopher, materialistic philosopher. He started infusing some things about this, and later on, because he was being dogmatic and wrapped up with these scientific, technical discoveries, we are being misled, and we take many things for granted. Yeah. For example, in a due respect to medical profession, in which fortunately and unfortunately a couple of alphabets have been given to this cat of Mr. Green, I have to tell this. Throughout the world, not the best genetician or doctor can prove today that so and so is the child of that man. Nobody can tell who is the father, medical profession. The real existence of his is being taken by sheer faith. The mother says, call so-and-so as papa or daddy. He takes it for granted with faith. He implicitly obeys the mother and calls so-and-so as father because he trusts his
mother. Mother is called father.
Mother is trusted to take the father. Identity of the father is known through the mother, not through any other method.
He says that even the best geneticists in the world who teach in genetics, they cannot actually determine who is the father based on genetics. The only actual thing is the mother's saying.
Faith.
And that will give the example.
Yes. He's a doctor and he's stating that he knows for a fact that these geneticists, they're bluffing. Actually, they cannot say.
So one has to take the word.
Therefore, in our Hindu society, there is Garbhadhan, Sanskar. So that everyone knows that this man is this man's father. That is Garbhadhan, Sanskar. And especially in Brahmin family, if there is no Garbhadhan, Sanskar, immediately becomes a Shudra. Because cannot give real identity of the father.
It's most unfortunate that in West and elsewhere, I have found the people with a great interest and enthusiasm maintain a pedigree chart of a Pomeranian or Alsatian dog in their house.
This is Gotra.
Yes, they maintain a pedigree chart of Alsatian dogs and Pomeranian pups in their houses.
Our, these, but not in the human beings. The human being, they don't keep it. It's only the dogs they keep. In the city. Yes. He's saying that, just like with breeding of dogs or any animals, they keep a pedigree chart. Here is the father, here is the father pedigree. But with human beings, they don't bother to do this. With the animals, they're doing just like with our cows.
They're animal civilization. It is animals, they're interested in animals.
Previously, what Abhivadeva one says, as Abhivadeva Atreya Archanam Sasyavasa Prayarasha Pravamita Atreya Gatara Apastam Sutra Yishaka Dhyay Trivenda Samana Maham Asmi Bho. His credentials are being presented for another man to identify oneself. In other words, it's a passport being mentally carried by one man, and it's being just passed on to another man. Nowadays, of late, in some of the countries, in application forms, they are demanding that they should not ask father's name because many of them do not know. And this type of a world, which is full of temporal pleasures and materialistic pleasures, we are being carried away and misguided.
That is stated in the Srimad. Nati vidu sarthaka tingi vishnu. Durasayadi bahirathamadi. Bahirathamadi. They are interested only in the external nature, Bhairava. They have no sense of understanding what is within the body. Andhādathān bhairupaniyamāna stīpī satantrā urudāmīdhanda. So the leaders are blind, and they are leading blind men. Society is chaotic. You are going?
Because I will take my stand home. I'm waiting in the down river. These are not working, I'll come again somewhere. Mm-hmm.
Guruji, I am no jasmine. I am only a thread. Mm-hmm. But when the thread is very twined with the jasmine,
yeah,
even after the jasmine withers and it dries off, this twine still maintains the smell of the jasmine. I'm grateful to God that He has given me an opportunity to meet you all and to be here.
Yeah, it is God's
desire.
Make myself
worthy of the twine.
It is Krishna's desire that you have come. So kindly take some responsibility. You, as far as possible, translate our books in Russian language.
I'll try my best.
Yeah.
Would it be more practicable if you write a separate booklet or a pamphlet for Russians who have never heard about God or the very existence of God as Christian? These books are so deep, unless the rudiments of...
That we have already sent. Easy journey to other planet.
Russian language.
You have got books, copy.
The Russians, they know that there is God, the things, and they know that their government is standing away from
it. The younger generation, as you have to present them, in India and the democratic countries, it's okay. In some name or other, they have known the existence of God, whether we call Him Christ or Krishna, we can convince them later. The very fact that they have denied the acceptance, that requires a special treatment. They are madmen, as you call it. The usual man is something different, and madman requires a special treatment. Even I find it very difficult to go through Rupa's books and
one thing, very common sense reason.
Common sense is not common.
Even they have no common sense. That's like sarvakama dughavani. From earth, so many things are coming. The grass is coming, the tree is coming, and animals, they eat grass, they are coming, they eat. Everything is coming. So Krishna said that the material nature is Mother, because Mother is giving birth. So the child is there, the Mother is there, and who is the father? You cannot say that without father a child can be born, and the mother can independently give birth to any offspring. That is not possible. So many living entities are coming from the material nature, and the offsprings are there. Then who is the father? And the father is there. All of you is a Pulavuddha. So no sane man can deny existence of God. That is not possible. As soon as you deny the existence of God, means you are insane. You require treatment. There is no doubt about it. This is common sense. So many lives are coming from the earth. Bhumira Bhavanandava. Either ice, earth, water, here, there is life. They are coming. And the children are there, mother is there. Should you not inquire, is the father? If you say without father they have come home, and that is foolishness, man. Immediately is man. So, you cannot deny the existence. If you deny, then you are mad. That is the sign of insanity. They require it. That is explained in one Bengali poetry. Pisachi paile jano motichanna hoy. Mayagrasta jiver sei dasha upojyo. As a person ghostly haunted, as he speaks all nonsense. Similarly, when a living entity becomes bewildered by Maya, he speaks all nonsense. Pagita kriya manani gunai karmani suna ahankara vimulatma karta aham kivanya. You cannot deny existence of God. And God is personally speaking aham vimulatma. So anyone denying the existence of God is a madman. That is the problem. There is no institution asylum for this madman. But we are trying to establish this asylum. Now it is up to them to come to this asylum and take treatment. Otherwise nobody can deny the existence of God. It is not possible.
My point is, should we not have some special strategy? Because one third of the total population in the world is communist. Should not be some special strategy to enter in their own hearts?
This is special strategy that as far as possible, give them, those who are educated, read them, give them chance to read. And those who are not, let them come and music and dance, everyone likes. You do this and take prasadam, please, bless you. Come on. Apart from, we are not concerned with politics. We are concerned with the madman. So what is this nonsense politics conducted by some big Sabibara Ustakhari Sangstuta Purusapposu? What is this politics? The democracy. Some animals voting another big animal, that's all. The leader is an animal and the voters, they are animal. So what is the use of such politics? They remain animals. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sabiri varaha ustakharai samasuta purusa posa. That is why. You got it?
I don't know if this is the right time.
Huh?
It's the only one that resembles. I can't read Russian, so I don't know if that's the
right time. Is that Russian?
We have one book in Russian.
In these smaller books, we can publish. Planet, planet, and similarly.
Was it in any way to break the... Was it possible to start some, initially some...
Yes, started with one, two Russian young boy. They are my sister. What is his name?
I'm not sure.
Better. They are holding classes privately.
Are they inviting
the... I saw the Russian people, they are very nice. They are as good as you, or other people. And they are not happy.
Then they have to do it very secretly.
Huh?
They have to do every activity very secretly.
That is a very awful life. Terrorism. This is not good life.
You are allowed to move freely, or you have restrictions to for your movement?
No, we are not making any publicly movement. But that boy, in his private capacity, is reading Bhagavad Gita. So it has to be done like that, privately.
Well, if at all a book has got to be introduced into Soviet Union, it has got to be approved by the government. Otherwise, it cannot go in for circulation. So it comes under the ministerial level then, where to ask somebody, Minister of India, Government of India, to ask for this, or the Indian embassy, to do it in Moscow.
No, that's just like the library. That library has order.
Yes.
So that will be discussed.
But the Russians are very cunning people. They may order books from the East, come from here, and introduce it into the Soviet Union. And it will be kept in the library, but no man could reach it. It will be kept only for certain people only.
Scholars.
Yes.
For research scholars.
Only for, not only for research scholars, only that type of research scholars who happen to favor the government.
Even when a person, once it's wrong, they take up the Krishna's name and they go through it. If they are intelligent, they will understand what it is.
Yeah.
If it goes to the top people, let it go. But in this name, let it go. But who has to make the attempts? Not Hare Krishna society. The government only can do it.
No.
This is a private society.
No, no. Private society can do it. Private society can write the book, they can take it to the government, they can get it in a function in the embassy, in the Moscow, to be released, to give it to some of the people there. Indo-Soviet cultural society exists, so-called Indo-Soviet cultural or agricultural society. We can approach them as well and then introduce these books there.
And that means Indian government has to accept first.
No, it has
to
nothing.
Introduce it in
no, it has nothing to do with the Indian government as accept. When once you request somebody in Indo-Soviet cultural society and the Indian embassy to organize a function and they deliver a lecture, we will invite some of the Russians, we will give it to them also.
We can send some of our scientist disciples to prove scientifically there is God. If we can arrange, I can send my scientist disciples.
For that they require a visa.
Visa? Of course we can.
They will ask what for this visa. When once they come to me that scientifically they want to prove the existence of God, etc., etc., they may have some problems in getting a visa. This man has been asking you...
That means they restrict also everyone to speak about God.
They restrict everything.
But then it is like this.
Only the government can do it. Any government, even if it is a small country. That is why I said political power plays an important role in these 2/3 population. Whether it is Nepal, whether it is in India, in the present circumstances, once you meet on the ambassador level, it need not be accepted by the government. Democratic governments can have some functions just like those of cultural societies in a democratic country. Communism can be propagated. We can have a small function, speak to our foreign minister.
One group they can go is our is our theater group.
That's a very good idea. Theater group to go to show that this is an Indian culture program. You try to sell the most of this Bhagavad Gita and Ramayana and Bhagavata, because they themselves, Russians have come with a troop and did Ramayana in India. And when they could do that, only this is a political gimmick to show the Indo-Soviet relations to increase it. We could send some of the people from here.
We shall give stage. We can make Chaitanya Lila, Krishna Lila, like that.
We can make some of the dialogues
If we include more Indians or associate Lata Mangeshkar or such type of people, it will have a greater effect. When do people when they are already filled? And the philosophy is Hare Krishna, but the...
In Russia, nobody knows them. In Russia, the local people, the people here are not famous in Russia, they're famous here in India.
Oh, Rajkapur and Lata, they don't know, as we have been understood, made to understand. In Russia, India is represented by three persons, Nehru, Raj Kapoor and Lata. That is what has been propagated in all these years, 30 years of Nehru.
I do not want to bring in Raj Kapoor and Lata Mangeshkar very seriously into the activities of our Lord, the God of Krishna. I think these people, with the God's grace, they could themselves very efficiently do these things without the interference of these people. I think we are well drafted the drama on the educative value of a common man. Understand? understand God and at the same time depicting the life history of Lord Krishna.
Chaitanya Leela can be played, very nice.
And it is maintained at a very remarkable level, standard. The performance is very good. This could definitely go in as a universal cultural group. And we could really educate masses in no time. It's almost as good as showing them a film show or a cinema.
The difficulty is the government has got the cultural department, so they will patronize Lata Mangeshkar, but they will not give us money to go there.
That is what I'm telling you. And Lata Mangeshkar is associated with the
ISKCON's tradition. No, I would say, not Lata Mangeshkar, any dancing party, they will patronize. But if we go for preaching Bhagavad Gita, Bharat Vrindavan.
No, we have to do it in a way that it is, and Narayana had taken Mohini Avatara to annihilate Bhasmasura. We have to take a Mohini Avatara.
Yes, if they understand, they can do it.
I think after all, we are going to teach something good to somebody.
But still, if government does not help, we can spend for it. So, what is to be done, if you can arrange, we can send.
Will you be returning to Russia? Just now, or what is your program?
Oh, my program is in doldrums at present. I'm going to be here till June. In June, I intend to go into Britain for some time.
London?
Yes, London.
So you see our temple there?
Yeah, I have been to your temple in Buffalo.
Oh.
I was in your temple in Winnipeg, Canada.
Those are very small.
Yes, small ones. But Winnipeg is, Buffalo is all right, it's also small, but very well maintained. Very well maintained. In London, I haven't gone because I stay far away from the city.
We have got two temples in London.
Uh-huh.
One in the city, one in the border of London Sewer. That is very big temple. 17 acres of land. George Harrison has given us that property.
You were telling us about George Harrison or about
Singers. No, you are mistaken. George Harrison is different. Rex Harrison is a Hollywood and British actor.
George Harrison is the Beatles group.
Rex Harrison is
an actor. Who is your singers?
No, that's an entirely different issue because Harrison is more popular in Europe and West than Latin America. Raj Kapoor, they know I think more than Jawaharlal Nehru. Raj Kapoor is the most popular man in society because of his films. And the second is Jawaharlal Nehru. So they can make anybody popular or unpopular because there is only one paper. They write whatever they want. Fortunately, the whole thing is in the hands of some dushtas, the Politburo. They publish whatever they want. So this type of popularity is not the real popularity. We cannot take the face value of the popularity. So I think this type of creating a drama or taking a film about educating about God and with some sort of a scientific discourse as if it is
scientific discourse.
At an intellectual level as if it is.
How about that new film that Yadavar has just made? That's presenting everything in a very seemingly unreligious way.
Yeah.
What is it called? A
spark of life.
Spark of life, it's called. It's a new film. Are you going to be showing it here tonight, Yadavar?
Yes.
Maybe you can see it.
I would like to do some such a film. They would popularize these things.
So I then just show some film. Is it possible now?
So, to show it now?
Yeah. So?
Because I've been seeing some of the films in the temple shown here.
Are you
going
to show
TV
tonight also?
Yeah. I should get the projector now.
Do you want to see it now?
If they're going to show it to all the people to even in the temple, I will go to the temple and see it.
You are going to show it in the temple?
Yes.
That's all.
I'm going to see it for evening. Because these are the things with the films and the some sort of opera or some sort of
So I think this dramatic party is practical. Immediately we can do.
Adi Kesh Maharaj, he speaks Russian also. So you can go with them. They go for a short time. He was there in Moscow for some time.
Try to do something with this problem. So, some prasadam. Aapko sab thik thak hai sab. Kahan thehre hain? Idhar hi thehriye. Then you catch up.
बहुत अच्छे वास्तु हो गया
है,
वास्तु बहुत अच्छा हो गया, आपका सपना आया।
हाँ, इसमें बहुत स्ट्रगल करने पड़े।
मैं भी था।
तो आप लोग कृपा करके सब इसको रक्षा कीजिए।
करेंगे।
अभी ये म्युनिसिपल बहुत परेशान कर।
अच्छा,
इधर एक बिल्डिंग बनाना है, संसद सब ठीक ठाक हो गया। देखा,
मैं बोलूंगा बैचर सिंह के रूप में,
कम से कम इस संस्थान को संरक्षण करने के लिए आप लोग थोड़ा मदद
करेंगे।
हमारा जो उधर पैनल में मीटिंग होता है, आपका चीफ मिनिस्टर मिस्टर चवन आया था, इज हाईली रिकमेंडेड आवर दिस।
अब वो केस भी निकल गया उधर का,
है?
अमेरिका का केस भी निकल गया, केस?
हाँ, वो तो मान लिया जी, दिस बोना फाइल लिया। अभी आप लोगों के लिए कर्तव्य है, we are trying to distribute the sublime knowledge of India, Krishna knowledge, Krishna consciousness. So India ka bahar ye sab kuch janta nahi,
main janta hu. Aapne bahut prachar kiya,
ha,
bahut prachar kiya aapne,
ha. Aap kahan kahan gaye the?
मैं यूके गया था,
हाँ,
और यूरोप में था।
अच्छा, यूरोप कहाँ थे?
मैं जर्मनी।
हाँ, जर्मनी में हमारा है संस्था। तो कम से कम हम लोग को टिकने को दीजिए,
बराबर।
इतना ही आप लोग से प्रार्थना। वो दिन मिस्टर राजदा आया था
मुझे मालूम है।
हाँ, तो उनको भी यही रिक्वेस्ट किया है, आपसे भी यही रिक्वेस्ट करते हैं।
राम जिसवानी भी आने वाले
हैं,
राम जिसवानी भी आने वाले
हैं। अच्छा,
आए थे ना, इसलिए मुझे बुलाया, उन्होंने कहा मैं आऊंगा, मुझे मीटिंग है अभी, मैंने कहा मैं मीटिंग के पहले जाके दर्शन लेके आशीर्वाद मांग लूंगा। और कितना टाइम लगेगा ये सब होने को, 6-8 महीना लगेगा?
हाँ, अक्टूबर तक हो जाए, ठीक जस्ता है आपको?
बहुत अच्छा।
वो मंदिर दिखा दो, थोड़ा देखिए तो खड़ा हो,
बहुत शांति आती है,
देखा।